day on since Coffee Mambo Jumbo opened the Cult of Don Espresso blend, produced at Workshop Coffee and roasted by their master roaster, Richard Shannon, who I watched roast this particular bean that I'm here holding in my hands. And I must say, I have learned a lot. Coffee Mambo Jumbo's HQ has almost turned into a workshop itself. And I have learned so much about this bean. I have really learned that the 24 hours it rested since I've opened it yesterday has changed the consistency and to a certain extent the flavor of this coffee. It's become sweeter. It's become richer in its flow. I've also perfected, I think, my dosing. I had to up the dose a little bit. So on my Naked Porter filter, I am at 20 grams. And what I also did, just to see, is my tamping ride. How does it taste as a single shot? I've also put my double spouted Porter filter in the R58 rocket machine. And there the basket is slightly deeper, so I had to go up to 21 grams. And that worked perfectly well, because the last thing you want is to have water sit on top of your puck. And the resistance, obviously, of that puck would have been less, and then your flow is also faster. So all these are little things, little parameters that you need to tweak. I kept the temperature at just over 93 at the group head. So that worked well yesterday already. But really, what I learned about this is that it does degas a bit more. So even 24 hours makes a difference in a coffee bean. And it's also mellowed down a little bit in, the gassiness. You know, in the Naked Porter filter, you can see that sometimes there are little areas that start spitting a little bit, if you can imagine that. Well, that didn't happen at all today. It just really, from the outside, kind of drew into the middle of the Naked Porter filter and just dropped nice and heavily into my shot glass. And again, that transfers onto the palate. And I'm so happy that really I'm doing this bean justice. The whole produce is organic, and there's so many people involved. And you, the barista, the last person to get in contact with that bean before you're serving it or before you're drinking it yourself, is quite crucial to get all that right. So I think, thanks to this bean, I have improved yet again. And just to be observant of what happens to this organic process is really fascinating. So again, a big thanks to Richard for all his efforts. And I'm going to try and get even better and make a flat white and see how that tastes. So stay tuned to Coffee Mambo Jumbo.